out there and prove today that he can play. He's a guy whose name should be talked about when, you know, our first two quarterbacks. So hopefully he'll start getting the recognition that he deserves.
Daniel, let's talk about Jalen too. A lot of people, when they talk about this quarterback
we just
issue,
talked about that.
when they talk about this quarterback issue, okay, they point to the body of work that Jalen has put in, all the wins as a starter.
Yeah.
How much weight should be put on that, and how much weight should just be put on what happens in spring and what happens in the fall?
I mean, it kind of depends on who you ask, I guess. I mean, that's more of a question for Coach Saban. You know, obviously Jalen has a great body of work and he's accomplished a lot of great things here. Tua obviously had a great second half in the national championship game, and so everybody knows he's a great player as well. But to be honest, all that stuff is in the past, and all that matters really is you know, how we progress moving forward, how both guys progress. So regardless of what either of them has done in the past, really, I don't really think that that's something that should be a deciding factor. For either of them, I think that, you know, how both of them progress, and, you know, whoever is a better player, that's who the coach is going to put on the field, because it's going to put us in the best position to be successful in offense. So that's what's going to happen.
Have they all improved this spring, all three quarterbacks?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, obviously Jalen and Tua, well, Tua for as much as he did practice, but Jalen's improved a lot. Obviously, Mac Jones, you see what he's done today. So I think his kind of what he did today kind of spoke for himself. But, you know, everybody's improving, and just looking to get our team moving in the right direction.
How'd you feel about constant?
Oh, I thought you were handing it to me.
How'd you feel like y'all did today? And I'm talking about, you know, you didn't finish, you got a lot of field goals and stuff, but it's tough going up against the one defense.
Well, I mean, we like to think we have the best defense in the country year in and year out. So we made a lot of plays. We had some big plays, had some good chunk yards, get some good runs, some good passes. But, you know, they're a great defense, and it's hard to finish in the red zone against a team like that. So that's just one thing that we got to continue to improve on. We thought last year that was one thing that we needed to work on, was finishing in the red zone. So, you know, we've improved a lot of things, and so that might be a thing that we serve as something we need to continue to improve on.
What do you make of the constant dissection of Jalen's game? It feels like every time we see him, we've got to make sweeping judgments.
I mean, there's more players on the team than just Jalen, so I think that just pointing, you know, all the attention on him and what he does, you know, it's kind of unfair to him, because you put him under a microscope and there's 10 other guys on offense that have to make a play work. And so I kind of think that's unfair to him. It's unfair to our team, because you take away the light of what other guys have to do in order to make a play successful. So I think that whenever people talk about us, they just talk about us as an offense or as a team, and, you know, stop singling out players and kind of criticizing them and what they do or don't do, versus looking at the entire body of work that the entire offense and the entire team does.
You could have gone pro. What was the decision process going into that?